This is Senator Al Simpson. Should television stations be allowed to broadcast executions? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a television station in San Francisco went to court to get approval to broadcast live from the gas chamber. They complained since the print journalists got to take their pad and pencil there to cover the story that a TV camera should have the same right to film an execution. Boy, the Supreme Court has consistently ruled that the press has no special right of access to places where the general public is not allowed, such as a prison execution. The fact that any member of the press is there at all is only because the prison officials allow them to be a witness. Ted, I believe in capital punishment, but I also believe in common sense and good taste. Showing a criminal dying for their crime on the tube really exceeds all bounds. Why can't television see that? Ratings over everything. Kind of sad, isn't it?
Good thinking, Al, but there's no chance the Rehnquist Supreme Court will approve televised executions anytime soon. The Rehnquist Court won't even allow TV cameras in Supreme Court arguments. It's hard to believe, but as recently as 1937, the United States still tolerated the barbaric spectacle of public executions. Some misguided people saw it as a deterrent to crime, but it was no such thing. In earlier times, when penalties were even harsher, it is said pickpockets used to work the crowds at public executions of criminals convicted of pickpocketing. The better answer, Al, is not to give TV cameras anything to cover. Let's ban the death penalty. The arguments simply don't hold water. It's not a deterrent to crime. It brutalizes government. It's fraught with racial discrimination. And if innocent people are executed, you can't bring them back to life. Life imprisonment, Al? Yes. Capital punishment? No. Besides, Al, there's too much violence on TV already. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.